Well, here we go. Super Bowl 51 Sunday from Houston. And joining us this morning is my pal Will Pelagic, who is actually based in Houston with SB Nation Radio. Hey, Will, how are you, man?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. It's got to be crazy there right now. How perfect is it that you're in Houston and the Super Bowl is in Houston? It's like everything came together, you know?
It's one of the things that kind of made me so happy to kind of come down here and be here. It's really an interesting thing because the town is abuzz. There's so much stuff going on. And my best thing is that, you know, a lot of my local places are kind of getting overrun by NFL people, NFL personnel, NFL players. You know, I went out to dinner last night and I saw Franco Harris at my local Tex-Mex joint. It was
cool.
Crazy.
How cool is it? Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, can you imagine just walking into, you know, whatever, your favorite watering hole or restaurant or whatever, and normally...
One of my coworkers was just actually in the bathroom next to Drew Brees, so...
The stories that could come out of that. So, but I mean, you're obviously on Radio Row. You're mm-hmm. there with all the rest of the media. Is this obviously from a player's perspective? It's one thing, but what's it like for a media guy?
It's a people watching circus, definitely. I actually had the unenviable task of basically booking not only for our network, but we also have a local ESPN affiliate that's under our umbrella. And basically, I booked upwards of 94 guests for our 5 days and 55 hours of coverage. And that basically is dealing with public relations handlers, people pitching things, and just connections I have throughout the industry. And literally, we go from one to the next. We had one three-hour show today where we had an interview in every hour. And it's just, it's maddening. It's great. And it's people of all different, you know, levels too. It's, you know, some of the superstars, some of the other guys who are lesser names trying to get their name out there. But I mean, I've talked to everybody from Deshaun Watson at Clemson, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, and I even had our old Mizzou favorite Chase Daniel on the program yesterday.
So
it's a real a hodgepodge of different athletes.
Well, me being an Eagles fan, I would think that's cool with Chase anyway, you know, just to be there like that. Well,
okay. And I actually also get to talk. I also forgot to tell you. I'm talking to a swimsuit model later today. So
your life is so.
She's getting paid to do it. She's getting paid to do it though. So I have to precede that. So.
All right, we're going to give you a lot of money, but you got to talk to Will. All right, fine, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
it's okay.
Now, you know.
And I can't, we can't do anything but, you know, just say, hey, you know, I can't touch her or anything.
People don't like name droppers, Will, but I want you to name drop for me because I'm going to live vicariously through you right now. So tell me who you've run into, who you've talked to, who you've chatted with this week.
Well, like I said, Jim Kelly and Dan Marino, those are probably the two coolest. Travis Kelce. Oh, you know who I talked to who you'd find funny?
Who?
Terry Crews, the actor.
Oh, my gosh,
Terry
yeah.
Crews, the actor. He was hilarious.
That guy's ripped,
most
man.
Intense
he's
guy
ripped.
I've ever, most intense guy I've ever been in a conversation with.
And
he
he's
was
funny.
Awesome.
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And he's great. We're going to talk later today with Derek Johnson of the Chiefs as well.
Oh, man.
If I counted all of them, we'd be here all day.
All right, let's talk the game for a second now. And I don't know, you probably saw it, you being the sports guy, you saw that Madden NFL picked, I think, the Pats like by 3 points, 27-24 or something was the final in that thing. What do you say for the game? Who wins this?
It's interesting. That's close to my pick, actually. My official pick is 27-21 Patriots.
Okay.
I think, you know, if this was any other team on the other side, you would favor Atlanta. Numbers scream Atlanta, mm-hmm. but your head's got to go with Brady. There's just something about Brady and Belichick, that combination. If it's anybody that's not named the New York Giants, about them possibly going through and making it happen. I think there's just too much Brady and Belichick to happen, but I would not be shocked if Atlanta ended up winning it.
Brady is obviously a first pick Hall of Famer, no question. Is there anything else he can do to enhance his resume?
Oh man! I mean another win would help,
Bowl,
but
yeah,
I think
yeah.
you know he's already at the paramount. I think, and he's reached the pinnacle. I think that even if he lost this game, and we talked about this earlier today with Jim Kelly, I don't think enough credit is given to those who just make it to the Super Bowl. And you know, that's coming from a guy who went 4 consecutive years and unfortunately didn't win one.
Mm-hmm.
But from that perspective, I think again, he's right. And Marv Levy even said this to me last year too on Super Bowl Sunday when I did my show with him. It's basically, it's a grind and a gauntlet just to get to the big game. Winning it is that much sweeter, but I think there certainly needs to be something reserved to getting there. And being the guy who's been to the most seven, I don't think it, we'll ever see a quarterback who makes it to seven Super Bowls, especially with the same head coach.
The guy's phenomenal. Did I ever tell you about the time I woke up Tom Brady, by the way? I was working in New England. I was working in New Hampshire, actually, whatever the year that was that they went to the Super Bowl, 99 or 2000, whatever it was. And that was the controversy about whether it's going to be Drew Bledsoe or Brady.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, we found out the hotel room, and we ended up calling, and nobody knew.
You cold called his hotel room?
I know. It was like early in the morning. I know. What an idiot. And the thing is, nobody knew who Tom Brady really was at that time. It wasn't like he wasn't like a big name yet, you know? So
right.
So we go, hey, you know, we said we're calling from the morning show. And he was like, oh, guys, it's early. And he hung up on us. He was really nice about it, but he hung up on us. And we're like, I told my co-host at the time, if he blows the Super Bowl, I'm blaming you because this was your idea, okay?
That's awesome. I love that.
Are you like a kid in the candy store right now, though? Seriously, because I know you're a big sports guy, Will. I mean.
Oh, this is literally, I mean, I'm still pinching myself in the fact that I actually get to go to the game. Like, I was doing an interview with our friend across the pond, our mutual friend across the pond, Dom King. And he asked me, you know, what's the Super Bowl mean to Americans? And I'm like, dude, this week is almost its own little separate event. The game itself almost seems secondary when you think about all the stuff that's around. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a company party last night with beer, bourbon, and barbecue. I got to see Jadeveon Clowney of the Texans. I got to see a couple of Hall of Famers as well. I mean, it's just nonstop, and you know, I'm living in it. I've barely slept. I've basically put in 16-hour days every day, but I'm loving every minute of it. And I really, somebody said this to me earlier today, I'd rather do 5 days of this than go back to work again. I don't want to go back to my office.
You can't argue with that.
I'm going to Cabo next week.
Well, I mean,
it's all over.
It truly.
I do not want to go back to work.
It's truly become a world media event. I mean, because you got people from all over the world there, don't you?
I met a couple of very interesting people dressed in drag from Austria at Media Night Monday. So that was interesting.
The Austrian drags are the best, let me just tell you.
I wouldn't know about the other drags, but even, you know, I've met people from Austria, Vietnam, Germany, and even some Brits as well.
Like I said, I'm living vicariously through you, buddy. This is way cool, and thanks for taking the time this morning to visit with me. I know it is crazy busy for you, you know.
It's, you know what, Kevin, I'll do anything for you. No problem.
Will Pelagic from SB Nation Radio. He's at the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 51. It all happens Sunday. Knock 'em dead, man. Thanks for joining me, Will.
Thank you, man.